from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea wants military talks with the North. A South Korean spokesman today called on North Korea to quickly accept its offer to hold military talks.
Talks between the North and South are urgently needed for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and to ease military tensions between the North and the South.
Pyongyang has yet to officially respond to Seoul's offer. President Trump told the New York Times this week if the investigations into any connection between his presidential campaign and Russia expand to include a probe of his family's finances, that would cross the line. Mr. Trump also expressed dismay with the decision by Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from the Russian investigation. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Sessions was one of the most conservative members of the Senate, and he was the first one to leap onto the Trump campaign. Before any of the rest of them did, he set aside any concerns he had and embraced Trump. They would campaign together. And again, it goes back to this idea that Trump has been bothered from the beginning by the Russia probe. He didn't really appreciate the fact that Sessions early on decided to recuse himself shortly after he became attorney general.
After Sessions recused himself, his deputy appointed former FBI director Robert Mueller as the special counsel to carry out the Russian probe. Committees in the Senate and House of Representatives are conducting their own investigations as well. Venezuelans who heeded the opposition call to strike against the government of President Nicolas Maduro encountered roadblocks across the country. Protesters clashed with police in some areas. A 24-year-old man was killed and three people were wounded. This is VOA News. Oil giant ExxonMobil is suing the U.S. Treasury Department to stop a $2 million fine for violating sanctions against Russia, while Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was the Exxon CEO. Now, Exxon said the decision is fundamentally unfair and insisted it did nothing wrong. The Treasury Department said Exxon signed a contract in 2014 with Igor Sechin, the head of Russia's state-owned Rosneft Oils Company and a longtime business association of Tillerson. State Department spokesperson Heather Naert.
He has been extremely clear in his recusal of anything having to do with Exxon. When this information came to us here at the State Department, it did not come to the Secretary himself. It came to the Deputy Secretary John Sullivan. The Secretary has taken this very seriously, that Exxon-related activities are not something that he is involved with here as Secretary of State.
Naert referred all questions to the Treasury Department. A senior United Nations official says intense fighting in Syria and bureaucratic red tape are impeding the delivery of desperately needed humanitarian assistance to hundreds of thousands of people trapped in besieged areas. More from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says the United Nations has been unable to deliver food, medicine, and other essential items to some 600,000 people in 12 besieged areas for the past 40 days. He says tens of thousands of civilians are trapped in Raqqa, where a ferocious battle to retake the city from Islamic State militants is being waged.
The attacking forces are now closing in on Raqqa city. There is intense bombardment from the air.
Egeland adds that ruthless tactics by IS militants also are preventing civilians from leaving. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Two U.S. senators have introduced a bipartisan bill granting amnesty to illegal immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. Now, the bill, if it were to pass, would be a lifeline for the young people who already have registered for the Obama-era program that was known as Deferred Actions for Childhood Arrivals, otherwise known as DACA. The Department of Homeland Security, John Kelly, told members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus that DHS will not commit to defending the program in court because department lawyers say DACA is unlikely to survive a legal challenge promised by 10 state officials. A 6.7 magnitude earthquake killed at least two people and injured more than 100 on the Greek island of Kos today. Rescue teams were searching for trapped people inside of houses. The island's port was among damaged structures, where a 14th century fortress also was damaged. A minaret from an old mosque sustained damages as well. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.